The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I think I've mentioned before that I go visit David in prison. David is there for life. He killed somebody. He regrets it. He really wants to know the Lord and have his comfort. I go to see him about every 2 months. When I go there, the way the prison's set up is first you enter a building, and there you have to show your ID and validate who you are. Well, this last time, I also then had to hold out my hand. She said, "Please hold out your hand." And she stamped it. And I said, "What's that for?" She said, "It's a stamp validating you're free to go in and you'll need it to come out." I thought, "Oh, okay." And as we were walking from that building to the next building to get in to see David, it's a visiting center, that second building, and there's a lot of tables there, and they have you sit at a table. Well, when I was walking there with Tom, I said, and held up my hand, "Can you see the stamp?" He said, "Nope, can't see it." Well, when we were done visiting David, again, you had to show your ID, and she said, "And also, please hold out your hand." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "What is this stamp anyway?" She said, "It's a UV stamp that you can only see under ultraviolet light." "How long is it there?" She said, "Oh, a few days." "And will it wash off?" "No, not right away, but it'll wear off eventually." What's interesting is, without this stamp now, you can't go in the visiting center to visit someone, and you can't get out of the visiting center to go back into that first place and then out to your car. You have to have the stamp of validation. Reminded me of a Bible verse. It just jumped out at my head. Ephesians 1:13. It says, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." Marked with a seal. We are marked with a seal. Literally, Paul meant and was thinking of the king's seal. He would have a ring, a fancy big ring. And you can sometimes see people with nice rings, and sometimes they have engravements on it. It doesn't matter, because it'll have, if you put it into hot wax, and that's what the kings did, and then put it on the letter across the flap, it'll seal it closed. And people who then look at that, they can see that wax emblem of the king's ring, and that it wasn't broken. Because when you open that flap, then the seal is broken. So Paul is saying we are marked with a seal, and it is there to guarantee our inheritance, even as he says, guaranteeing our inheritance. And God is the one who's going to be opening it, and he's going to see that it's there. Isn't that cool? Now, going back to David and my visits to him in prison, when I'm at the visitor center, I have to show my ID. They look at the ID, they look at me, okay, this is who he says he is, and then they look at their paperwork and see, am I approved to go in, and do I have any violations? Because if I have any violations or any criminal record, they won't let me in. I have to be free from all criminal violations. Well, now coming to our being marked by God, that seal, how are we marked? Well, it's by Jesus. We have to be free of any criminal accusation. Our sins have to be wiped away. We all have sins. And as much as we try to be good, and we can be good, we still do sin. And How do you get rid of that sin? Well, you can't wash it off. You can't discard it. You can't bleach it. You can't. There's only one way, and that is that it has to be cleansed spiritually by a spiritual power, because those are our spiritual things. Sin is. We don't have the ability, but Jesus does. When he died on the cross, he died for you and me. And literally, his blood washes over us, cleansing us from all imperfections. And then he puts his robes of righteousness on us. These are spiritual words, but they give us a spiritual picture of what he's done. And so spiritually, we are, in God's eyes, without blame, without blemish. We're just fine. And the ID he looks at is Jesus, his son. And he looks at us and goes, ah, well, yep, you're dressed right. You're cleansed. I'll put my stamp of the Holy Spirit on you. God is guaranteeing, marking us with a seal. Well, no one can see this seal, really, can they? No. God's stamp is the Holy Spirit upon us. And you can't see that. But if you have the right vision, God's vision, you can see it. He can see it. And sometimes Christians also can see that you have the Holy Spirit. Not because of all the hoopla and things you might say or do, but just because of the attitude, the trust relationship you have with God, which brings a peace that surpasses understanding. Quoting a verse there, which surpasses all your understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, from Philippians. People can see that. And even sometimes the world can see that we're different. But the world doesn't really know why. And that's where we get to share why. Why we are different. We have a God of love, a God of forgiveness, and a God of acceptance. Even though we might be physically broken, as the world says, for those who are blind or deaf or in ambulatory or whatever the disability might be, and even if you don't have those things, we all struggle with brokenness. God accepts us, forgives us for Jesus' sake, and now works through us to help others to know him. And so it is his seal that marks us as different. The Holy Spirit. And that's what's going to guarantee that God will take us home to heaven, because we have his Spirit within us. Every time now I go to see David at prison and I get that stamp, I think about Jesus and how he stamped me. And for many of you, and you don't have to agree with me, but I see that stamping as coming through the waters of baptism. And there's nothing that can wash that away or take it away. The Holy Spirit is marking me as one who is saved and touched by the crucified Jesus. Thanks, Lord, for marking us with a seal, not with UV light and markings, but with your Holy Spirit. And that it just doesn't mark us as set apart for your purpose and your use, but that this Holy Spirit also changes our lives. And may your Holy Spirit work in us today, not only to mark us for you to see, but that the world might see the difference you make in our lives. Be with us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus@not-alone.net.